Hey there, I'm Chris Ponick, certified public accountant, certified coach, and the host of the Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast. And I wanted to welcome you to the seventh episode of a new series that I'm doing on this podcast. My intention is to drop one of these additional episodes every Monday while I continue to provide you with the regular Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast episodes, which will continue to help you take control of and understand your business finances with topics that ultimately impact your bottom line. I have many business owners, accountants, and other high-stress professionals who listen to this podcast, and I want to get more help out there for individuals like you when it comes to mastering your mindset. I'll be taking a few moments each week to touch on topics that many high-stress professionals are dealing with and provide solutions to help you increase your overall well-being. Because I know your time is valuable, just like the Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast, my goal is to keep these episodes short and straight to the point, but full of useful information to help you succeed in not only your professional life, but your personal life as well. How much frustration are you currently experiencing in your life? Do you find most of this frustration stems from your professional life, or do you have just as much frustration or more in your personal life? This has been coming up quite a bit with my clients lately, and I thought it would be good to dig a little deeper into the reasons why you're feeling so much frustration in your life. There may be times in your life when you're okay with feeling frustrated, but I want to provide some help for you when you would really rather be feeling something other than frustration. Ready to find out just how much frustration you're willing to put up with in your life? Let's dive in. When I'm working with my clients and they talk about feeling frustrated, I often hear them saying that it's coming from someone that they work with, how people are handling tasks that they've been given, their children not listening to what they're asked to do, and even their family members doing things that create these frustrated feelings. I want you to think about a time when you were frustrated. It may be something that happened a while ago, or maybe you're feeling frustrated about something that just happened to you recently. It's often easier to dig into what's happening when you have a situation that you can reflect back on. And to be honest, the more recent the situation, the better, so that you can really get to what the problem is. To help you create awareness, for this podcast, I'm going to use a situation that one of my clients was struggling with as an example. We'll call my client Sarah. Sarah was feeling frustrated because she needed to get some additional information from a coworker so that she could complete a project that she was working on. She was still waiting to get the information from her coworker well beyond the deadline that they originally discussed to have the information ready. This was not only causing Sarah quite a bit of frustration, but she was also noticing the additional stress that she was feeling because her deadline to get what she needed to get done was getting shorter and shorter. When Sarah and I first started talking, Sarah said that she was feeling frustrated because her coworker wasn't getting the information over to her in a timely manner. She blamed the frustration on her coworker, but as we talked more about her situation, she started realizing that the only reason that she was feeling frustrated was because of what she was thinking about the situation. Her main thought that was causing all of her frustration was that she thought her coworker was being lazy and not getting their job done on time. Whenever she would think this thought, she would start getting more and more frustrated, and this caused her to start resenting her coworker, not wanting to go to work, and ruminating about everything that she needed to get done that wasn't getting done. All in all, Sarah realized that the situation was causing her to not get anything else done that she needed to get done either. So are you wondering how we were able to get Sarah to stop feeling so frustrated? Let me continue with how the rest of our coaching session went. If you'd like to continue listening to the rest of this podcast, I invite you to sign up for my free private podcast, where I do a deeper dive into this topic on the Mastering Your Mindset Moments podcast for high-stress professionals. When you're busy working in a high-stress profession, it's often hard to accomplish what you truly want in your life. This private podcast offers solutions that you can immediately apply to your life so that you can not only achieve your goals, but increase your sense of purpose, satisfaction, and lead a more fulfilling and enjoyable life. You can sign up at financialadventure.com/private to hear about the solutions that I provide on this topic. I'll post links to this and other valuable resources for business owners, accountants, and other high-stress professionals where you're listening to this podcast.